You got the wrong impression of him, kid. Jacob's a good man.
That's your opinion.
You ever hear the case about the cannibal of South County?
No.
That was the first case Jacob and I ever did together.
I studied his file. I don't remember that case.
Well, I fucking do. 7 days and seven nights, searching nonstop, until we finally cornered that bitch in an apartment on the south side.
And?
He was inside. I wanted to call for backup, but Jacob wouldn't let me. Said we had to move fast. But that's typical Lightning. I was like you. I doubted him.
You went in without backup.
You're damn right. Didn't need none. I had his back and he had mine. I was scared. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I was scared. This man was not only a killer, he was a motherfucking cannibal.
And what happened?
Well, we moved in. Real slow. Being real quiet, shit. We were so quiet, you could hear a rat piss on cop. And then Lightning, he stood there real calm and opened the door, just cracked it open real slow. And then we saw him with his back towards us, kneeled down over a dead fucking clown.
A clown?
Yeah, some guy he ripped from a local carnival, stealing full makeup. He was bent over, chewing on him, eating his flesh and sucking his bone like it was the last barbecue rib at Rendezvous. Shit.
Right in front of you?
Right in front of us. I was shaking, and I called out, "Freeze, motherfucker!" And Jacob, he's standing there like ice running through his veins. Gun covering down, hammer starting to ease back. This guy turned around real slow. Blood all over his mouth where he'd been eating this damn clown.
Son of a bitch. Then what?
He just stood there, real calm, like it didn't even make no difference that we was even there. And then he slowly holds his arm out toward us like he's offering it to us or something.
You're kidding me.
Nah, I wouldn't bullshit you. He had this arm in his hand, blood all over his fucking mouth. And you know what he said to us?
What?
Hooker boots.